with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are now about 11 hours away from President Trump's deadline for Iran to quit threatening shipping through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump is not budging on his threat to go after strategic targets like bridges and power plants if Iran doesn't straighten up. As airstrikes pound Tehran, Iranian officials are now urging young people to form human chains to protect power plants. And it seems that Iran's new crop of leaders is picking up right where the old repressive regime left off.
The crackdown on dissent comes amid the ongoing war with the United States and Israel. The internet shutdown during recent nationwide protests has made documenting these actions difficult. "Iran took my mother away to make me be quiet," one activist in exile says. Iran's judiciary is also seizing property of outspoken exiles. Rights groups report worsening conditions inside Iran with increased detentions and executions. The situation has inspired new attempts to organize the Iranian opposition abroad. Keith Peters reporting.
One person killed in a massive explosion and fire at the Bridge of the Americas spanning the Panama Canal, foul play not suspected. Talk of another interest rate cut has morphed into a potential rate hike, according to one Fed official.
Beth Hammack, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, tells the AP if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target, it might be time to move away from cutting rates. The war in Iran has sent energy prices soaring. But Hammack can also foresee scenarios where a rate cut is needed if the labor market deteriorates significantly. Her general preference is for the Fed to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged for quite some time. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Dow futures down 140 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country, they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in India are making it harder for foreign NGOs, including Christian ones, to operate. They have added amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, which is designed to strangle Christian ministries that depend on funding from the U.S. and other places. The Hindu Nationalist Party that is running India's federal government has made no secret of its plans to promote Hinduism over all other religions in that vast nation. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns that a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran disrupts global energy markets. The Wolverines, this year's March Madness champions.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliot Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player. It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caraban, 17 points, paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More details at srnnews.com.